Testimony regarding the work in Maine. 1865. December 25, 1865. I was shown some things in regard to the work of the Lord in the state of Maine. I saw that a good work had been commenced, and yet more labor is necessary before the work is completed. Quite a number have been converted to the theory of the truth, and see a beauty in the connecting chain of truth, all uniting in a perfect whole. They have decided in favor of the truth from the weight of evidence, yet they are exposed to the deceptions and snares of Satan through his agents, ministers who despise the precious truth, who trample upon the law of God themselves and teach others to do so. They cannot be safe unless sanctified by the truth which they profess. Those who have been instrumental in presenting the truth to them should not withdraw their labors until they are gathered into the fold, and shall receive sufficient instruction for them to understandingly obtain the evidence for themselves that the truth is to them salvation. I saw that God would do a still greater work in Maine if all who unite in the work are consecrated to God and trust not to their own strength, but to the strength of Israel. I saw that brethren Andrews and Cornell need periods of rest. Brother Cornell is in danger of going into battle in his own strength, and he will find that strength is but weakness in the conflict. Brother Cornell has been successful in combats with opposers to our faith while he made God his trust. But he has often felt elated over his victories and has taken glory to himself in these conflicts. Self has been magnified in his eyes. I saw that he did not engage in his two last combats with the right spirit. He did not feel his weakness, and in humility and simplicity, relying on the strength of God, engage in these battles. He felt a sufficiency of himself. His past victories had lifted him up, as though they were obtained through his aptness in using the powerful arguments which the Word of God has furnished on the side of truth. I was shown that whenever it was necessary for the advancement of the cause of truth and the glory of God, an opponent should be met, and the truth be arrayed against error. With the advocate of truth, there should be deep humility, humble searching of heart, confessions of sins, and earnest prayer with some fasting, that God might be pleased to grant glorious victory to the cause of truth, to the overthrow of error, and the discomfiture of the enemies of truth. Those who battle for truth should feel that they do not merely meet the man who is trying to overthrow the truth, but that they meet a mass of evil angels who are deeply interested that darkness, error, and doubt shall cover up the truth. As error is more in accordance with the carnal heart than truth, it is taken for granted that error is clear, because men at ease love error and darkness, and do not love to come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. If those who stand in vindication of the truth trust in the weight of argument and meet opponents of truth with a feeble reliance upon God, nothing will be gained, but there will be a decided loss. Those who might have had convictions of truth settle their minds to rest that error, after all, is truth, because in their darkened state they cannot see where the truth had the advantage. I saw, Brother Cornell, your two last discussions were worse than if they had never occurred. You did not engage in them with a spirit of self-abasement and strong reliance upon God. You were puffed up by the enemy and had a spirit of self-sufficiency and confidence.